Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hi, I'm Emily from SexWithEmily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. One in three men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to Promescent.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to a gazillion podcasts, read our blog posts, which are pretty amazing, and they're going to tell you everything: how to groom, how to give a blowjob, how to perform oral sex, how to have sex, how to make a sex tape. I could go on, but just go to sexwithemily.com, and you can learn all the important things you need to know to have the sex life that you deserve. So, I just want to thank all my listeners because we've had crazy numbers, so many downloads already this month, like 100,000 more each day than we usually get. Like, it's crazy. And so, I love my listeners and I love hearing from you. And thanks everyone for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And I'm trying to get to all of your emails. And actually, tonight we're trying something kind of new. I record the show Thursday night. I'm here with Anderson, if you've been listening. Anderson is the engineer for Loveline, the long-running radio show. And I record the show in the Loveline studios before I do Loveline. So tonight we thought, hey, I got a phone here. We just gave out the phone number earlier, and we'll see if some people call in. It's the first night I'm doing it. But just know that Thursday nights between 9 and 9:30 Pacific Standard Time, you're going to be able to call in. What's the number, right, Anderson? Do we know?
It's 1-800-LOUD-191.
LOUD-191.
Yeah.
1-800-LOUD-191. Like how I get really loud sometimes.
Love also works if you want to do love, but that's just the official love line.
Oh, that's the official
number.
Love so line kinda, thing. So it's 1-800. Okay, got it. We can't really do love 191. But,
it works.
It works.
I just checked. However, people aren't listening live right now. So what is this for next week?
This is for next week.
All right. Why don't you tweet something out right now? You can tweet something out.
I did tweet something just now. So, but yeah, now I'm Twitter is Sex with Emily. And if you don't follow me on Twitter, you should be doing that right now. And Instagram, Sex with Emily, because I'm a good tweeter. I got to say, people love my tweets. They're funny. They're informative. You'll like them. Change your life. That whole thing. So that's what you need to do. And also, I want to say that today's show is brought to you by our lovely friends at Ting, who have changed my life. They've actually changed my bank account because it's gone up because I changed my plan to go with Ting because it's an amazing service that they have no contracts. It's basically unlimited devices on one plan. How do you explain it, Anderson? How would you explain Ting, how it's changed my
life?
Ting
is just it's one of those things where we're paying for way more things than we're actually using on our cell phones. There's so many hidden charges and things like that. And Ting came along and said, you know what? There's a lot of people that need relief in various areas. And the cell phone is one of the main ones. So what they did was they partnered up. I don't know if it's a true partnership, but they use the Sprint network.
Exactly.
And we get to use the Sprint network, and we only pay for what we actually use.
Right. And I love the savings calculator. Like, you go to their website, you go to if you go to emily.ting.com, you receive $25 off your first device purchase or $25 in service credit if you bring in your own device. The thing that won me over was that I went there and I put in my current calling plan, my current provider, and my bill, and they log into my account and they're like, whoa, you can save $75 a month. And I'm like, holy moly, I'm getting charged for all the stuff I don't use. And there's no bundling. There's no overcharge or penalties. There's no mysterious line items on your bill. There's no like weird charges. They have great customer support. Plus, they have a new relief plan. So you know how you want to leave your current provider and you can't because you're like, well, Emily, I'd love to do Ting, but they're going to charge me $6,000 to leave before.
It's usually not that much.
Well, it seems like a lot much sometimes. But now they have a relief program. It's an ETF relief program. And basically, you'll get 25% off what they paid, up to $75 back in Ting service credit. So if you cancel your other contract, they're going to credit you. So it's awesome. Go to emily.ting.com, receive $25 off your first device purchase or $25 in service credit if you bring in your own device. Check it out. You'll save some money like me. Which I love. So anyway, today's show, I'm going to be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com because I figured we're getting so many emails lately and I just want to help everybody. And these are all, I try to pick out emails that really speak to a lot of the people's questions that are coming in. So one woman, she wants more confidence when she met a guy, she fell in love, she thinks she loves him, they had an amazing kid make out, and she's like freaking out and doesn't know how to crack the guy code to start talking to him again. Another guy does not talk to a girl, a couple doesn't know how to have sex, doesn't know how to initiate sex. So we're going to talk about all of that today. And Anderson.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell you that I had this date last night. And I want to tell you about it, even though we don't need to talk about this stuff, but this I need to talk to you.
No, I hear about your date life. It's usually in a very crude and uncomfortable fashion because Mr. Mike Cathward's asking about it.
He asks about my like sex party experience when I that kind of thing.
Right. But let's get to, I'm sure that the listeners would definitely like to hear all about your date life.
This is okay. So I had this date with this guy and we went, this is actually our second date.
How'd you meet him?
I met him through it's a great story. It's actually a great story. So I met him through a mutual friend that said, no, this is what happened. I was in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago for the sex conference, which I love. International Lingerie Show, sex conference. And this guy comes up to me. I'm waiting in line at Starbucks in the convention center. And he says to me, are you Emily? And I said, yes. And he said, our friend is trying to fix us up. And I said, really? And it turns out my friend Anne had texted me the night before in Vegas and said, are you single? And I said, yes. And she said, I've got someone for you.
So she doesn't know you well.
She doesn't know me that well.
Yeah.
Why? Because she asked if I was single?
Right.
Yeah, not a great friend, but like an industry friend. Like I see her at the sex conference that I go to, the sex toy conference. So anyway, this guy says to me, I recognize you from your picture because we were at the bar last and we were at the club Googling you and I saw your picture and you look much better in person, which is nice. I think
it's kind of a compliment. It's kind of weird.
I was like, oh no. My first thought of being a woman is like, I better go change all my pictures on the internet.
You don't look good 2D apparently.
I've got to delete the interweb. I got to delete everything about Emily Morris on the interweb right now because I look bad online. But anyway, he's like, you look better in person. And he's like, and I recognized you. He's like, I was 100 feet behind you. I saw your calves. I was wearing a short dress. And he said, when we were at the club last night, Anne and her boyfriend, who both know me, said, you know what? And he said something about these hot chicks. He goes, those chicks are hot over there. He goes, that's Emily's body. She has that same body. He said, so I saw your calf from 100 feet away, and I sped up to meet you at Starbucks. It sounds really creepy. But he knew that it was me from my calf.
That's a little creepy.
He didn't tell me that until our first date, though.
What would be worse, calf or foot?
Well, foot, I think, like foot fetish. Maybe it's
exactly.
A cat fetish.
Immediately, yeah.
But we had this date last night. The first date, we went for sushi, and it was good, and there was no making out or anything. It was nice. We went to Nobu in Malibu.
Oh, yeah. I heard a little bit about this last night from you, or two
exactly.
nights ago.
Right. So then, but our second date was interesting. It was last night. So we went to dinner, went to an amazing restaurant in West Hollywood, and it was fun, and we're just, like, getting to know each other, and then he wanted to come into my house. He lives like in Venice or whatever, but he wanted to come in. He's like, let me come to your place. And I've got this like cute little guest house that I just moved into, but I haven't unpacked yet. It's kind of a mess. I haven't had anyone over. I've been there 2 months, but I have no time to unpack. So anyway, I invited him in.
Second date, Emily. Come on.
Well, because, you know, whatever. And so it's so dirty. My place, that's not dirty, just messy. So I lit candles. And, you know, I have my Emily and Tony, my new massage candles.
Wait a minute. So he follows you into the house, second date. Uh-huh. He's asking to come over.
Yeah.
You walk in and immediately start wandering around the house lighting candles.
Well, because I don't want the... Okay, I have a thing about overhead lights. And you all should pay attention to this. You know your apartments, if you have an apartment, like I don't live in like a nice house with track lighting and fancy. Like if I did, I would have dimmers and the whole thing. But I don't have that. I just have the... You turn the light on, it's fluorescent, it's ugly. And I never work... I always work with like lamps or candles. But I didn't even had a chance to buy a lamp yet. So the point is, I mean, it was real, I mean, he and I were kind of like, I could tell like maybe we'd make out. So I decide to light my candles, which are amazing. If you go to emilyandtony.com, they're these amazing aromatherapy massage candles, which I will explain to you in a moment. So.
Oh, no. You used them last night.
Yes.
Oh,
for
no,
the first
Emily.
Time. I know. This is going to sound. Okay. So I lit the massage candles. So the thing is, they come in 3 scents. It's vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. So you light them all together, actually, and it smells amazing, and it was kind of sexy.
If you're lighting massage candles, though, you might as well just plug in your vibrator, too,
I
and start
did,
charging
I know.
That
well,
up.
He did. Okay, so.
Throwing some porn.
But I figured, in my mind, I've been thinking, I've only used, because the thing about these massage candles are, and you know you have one, and I hope you've used it on your wife.
I have, yeah. I told you about it when she had whiplash from a car accident.
Love that. Did she love the hot,
she loved
the warm
it. Yeah.
oil?
It just works. It makes so much sense because it smells nice, it sets the mood, and you can just dip your hand in there and use it, and it's not greasy and gross either.
Exactly.
It's a fantastic idea. It's one of those, why the hell didn't I think of this?
Right, and I did, and that's why when everyone buys Smart it, move. I'm going to get rich, and then I'm going to buy track lighting for my apartment so I don't have to like awkwardly light candles. But I did. So, but yeah, it's perfect. So that's the thing. It turns into this really warm massage oil. It's not hot. And then he's like, well, let me like give you a massage, which is so, I know that it's such a massage is such a gateway to intimacy. Like I remember like being 18 and the guys being like, can I give you a massage? And they try to like do the side boob thing. And I was like, oh, that's kind of hot. So I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to let him give me a massage because I actually want to feel my massage candle because I only use it in the morning as moisturizer because you can use it as a moisturizer because it's coconut oil and it's soybean oil. And it's all good for you.
Emily.
And it's not, what? Am I slut? What?
It's just such obvious rationalization. I let him let this guy on the second date give me a massage because I wanted to see my massage candle. Because
sounds...
I could never take my own hand and put some on my own
I've
body.
I've been putting it on my body for a month since I launched it, but I've never gotten a massage with it. I'm sorry. It's product testing. And
okay.
I figured he was like a good guinea pig because he's not like a serial killer. But the... Oh, remind... The only issue is we became Facebook friends at dinner and we have no mutual friends.
But you have the one that introduced you to begin
with.
Yeah,
but no Facebook mutual friends, and that makes me nervous because then there's no connection. Andy's in my house giving me a massage.
Because I was thinking, this is all okay. I can give a pass to this. Like, I'm the big brother in the situation.
Because
she had just met him. Of a friend.
She had just met him in
Vegas.
Yeah,
then you've got to get him out of the house immediately, blow out the candles. What are you thinking? Unplug the vibrator. What are you doing?
There was no vibrators, but there was a massage, but like I kept my I just like lifted up my shirt. It wasn't like sexy, but I have to tell you that the vanilla, it smells amazing, and he'd never used a massage candle, and he gave me a very nice massage with my candle, and then we started to so he's giving me a massage, and so you pour the hot oil on your body, on my body. He pours it on my body, and he uses too much, which is fine, because it's not goopy, it's just oil, it's like turns into massage oil. And then he massages me, and then I realize, okay, this is cool. I'm getting massaged by a candle. Like, I got to remember, like, this is so funny. This is so great. This is so cool. I made a candle, and someone's using it on me. And then I thought, oh, but I'm not really into him at all. And then he tried to kiss me, of course.
You're not into him?
No, but
and
then
you're doing all, you're lighting all this.
I needed to test my massage candle. So Anderson.
I write a lot, and I come up with characters. And I'm getting really sad now, because I'm thinking of this amazing character that I could write about. And she has this product, all these great... products for couples, but she can't use any of them. But people love them, and she assumes that they must be good because she makes money off of them, but she has no one to use them with, and it's such a tragic character.
No, it's not
it's
that
so
I
sad.
Don't have people to use them with. I could, but I figured, I like this guy. I do. He was nice enough. He came over, and I lit the candles, and it was fun, and whatever. But then we started to kiss, and not that I would ever rule a guy out completely for kissing, but there wasn't chemistry, and then I kicked him out.
How?
I was like, I'm really tired of a really early day. That's what I always say.
But
which is true.
He probably realized, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because a guy will never do that.
No, a guy
like
would never.
They covered
kick a
that
girl
on
out.
Seinfeld.
But
yeah.
Like he gave me, and I gave him a hand massage with it just to show him how great.
Hand
I
massage.
Gave him a parting gift. I gave him some Down Under Comfort ball cream.
But you just handed that to him. You didn't
I did not
apply.
Rub it on his balls.
When you're giving a guy a hand massage, that's a little weird when you're doing the fingers, right? Because it's so similar.
To
right?
What, giving oral sex, you mean?
No, just or hand, like old fashioned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, every time your hand's going up and down the finger, you're thinking, this is exactly what it would be like.
If I was had his penis in my mouth.
Or your hand.
Or my hand.
Yeah.
And his penis. Right.
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, kind of, yeah. But I wanted him to feel it because it feels so moisturizing and luxurious, as you know. So anyway, that's my story about my date, and I just wanted to share that with you, Anderson.
No
third
date?
Interesting. Maybe. I'm not ruled out by it. I just didn't feel like – I felt like I was already escalating it by having the massage thing happen because I'm like, I wouldn't normally do that. I swear. I sexually, Emily,
but you had to try the product.
I had to try the product. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've tried it again, but I haven't – I light them every day, but I didn't have anyone actually give me a massage. So if anyone wants to buy my candles and you want to spice up your love life or you want to just feel good and rub it on yourself, which I do all the time, you can use coupon code Emily and you get 25% off. Oh, is that what you get? Yes, 20% off your first purchase. Use coupon code Emily. So that was my night. And I have another date this weekend, and I don't think it actually would be kind of funny to have a series of guys give me massages and then like do some kind of funny filming of that.
Yeah, I like the idea of you like kind of wearing glasses where you can't see at all. You just go off of the massage. You go on the full date
and then
as
I
a
pick
blind
the
lady.
Guy who yeah. gives me right. He was good. He was like, but some guys just aren't comfortable. He's like insecure, whatever. But he wasn't inappropriate, and he didn't try to grab my boobs, and so it was all
well,
good.
A lot of that, too, is chemistry. I mean, if he's comfortable with you and he likes you and you guys are hitting it off, then he's going to be okay.
Yeah,
right?
I think he's fine. I just didn't – I really was tired, and I just wanted a massage and wanted him to leave. He probably thought that I was going to give him a massage in kind, but I did not. So, okay, I have one Sex in the News story. So, Anderson, you don't know this, but I used to always do Sex in the News before – in my show. But this one I had to talk about.
I've heard some of your shows.
You listen to my
shows. I go back and listen.
I love that you listen. What are you? People can listen to your shows too. Let's give a shout out to your shows, Anderson.
The Film Vault and the After Disaster. Namely the Film Vault, where we talk a lot about movies, and that's an actual legitimate show, which I've said on this program. In fact, I have a very good movie recommendation later in the show that pertains to relationships, and it's in theaters now.
Oh, good.
Okay. Do that.
Let me know. Okay, well, you'll do that. Okay, so is it ever okay to masturbate in public? One court in Sweden says yes.
Of course it's Sweden.
A 65-year-old Swedish man was acquitted of sexual assault after pleasuring himself on a beach in Stockholm in June. This district court tossed out the charge on the grounds that he didn't look at anybody while fondling himself. He did not look at anybody. The court ruled he had committed no offense as he did not direct his activities at any particular target. Regardless, the ruling may serve as a precedent in Sweden where some uncomfortable public exchanges may be imminent. So it's okay to masturbate in public if you don't look at anybody. That is crazy. Could you imagine? People would be masturbating all over the place, on the buses, wherever. I mean, they already are.
All right, everybody has a little voice in their head, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, mine is Dr. Drew.
Uh-huh.
That's the voices in my head all the time whenever I hear things because I've worked with him for so long. So I hear him freaking out right now, talking about how Sweden should not be a part of the United Nations anymore.
Exactly.
We should get rid of them. In fact, you should bring this up with him later.
I will. It'd
be interesting fodder for Loveline. However, part of me also thinks that maybe they're just way more evolved than we are, and there is something to that. But then you got to think of the children, and that's going to scar a kid. Yeah.
No, it scars you.
But if there's no kids there, I am all for it. Yeah, let them do whatever. If
he was on a beach, though. I mean,
maybe it's a Swedish no kids beach.
No, I doubt there's no Swedish.
Speaking of evolved, that'd be great. I mean, we should have places where kids aren't allowed.
We should have lots of places where kids aren't involved. I'm sorry, do you have kids?
No.
But we should have lots of places where kids aren't involved. Evolved, like parties that I go to. So anyway,
that is very, I mean, that says a lot about the country, I think.
Right. I think so too. It says a lot about Sweden. Like, why are they so cool with it? Whatever, masturbation. And the thing is, I do think we shame masturbation and we don't talk enough about masturbation. Like, I'm actually pissed at the government, at the U.S. educational system, because I personally never learned about masturbation growing up. And for some reason, I'm one of the women who never even thought to touch myself down there.
That's strange.
Yeah. So I was like 19 and everyone's talking about orgasms. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
You think that still happens?
Yes.
I don't know if it does.
That's why
porn
I'm talking
is so
about like Sweden.
Prevalent.
It's like everyone's masturbating, so people will occur to them in a way. I'm like, okay, I get it.
I think people know about sex at a younger age than ever before now.
But do they know about masturbation?
I don't know. There's porn everywhere. I think you'd have to live a pretty sheltered life not to figure it out by the time you're like 12.
I know. But I didn't know. Like, no one was like, so when you masturbate, I was like, master who? And it was my mom who was like, you should masturbate, and bought me this book. And like,
wow.
Yeah. And the only sex advice she ever gave me was my mother said that, because I couldn't have orgasms at first because I didn't masturbate. She said, maybe you should try getting high and having sex. Not so, that she's a stoner, but she thought that pot would
Swedish?
Relax me. She's not Swedish. No. But that was the only sex advice she ever gave me.
That's true.
That's actually What?
A couple weeks ago, actually, ironically, I was talking about how the only advice my dad ever gave me was to go to Sweden because they think of sex like chocolate over there. Remember? Just a couple weeks ago, I was saying
that. Yes, you did say that.
And then here's this story a couple weeks later, and I think that that kind of proves his point. I didn't take him up on that.
You never went to Sweden and slept with people? You did.
I never went to Stockholm in the summertime as a single man. That's what he always told me to
do. Why didn't you? That's good advice.
I know. It's not like he like had a plane ticket for me.
You just said, hey, if you can, right.
He's like, you should go bang a bunch of Swedes when you get a chance, son.
You probably should have. Oh, well. Yeah. Even though you're married, and I'm sure you're banging plenty, so.
She looks like a dark-haired Swede. I'm okay.
Yeah? Oh, that's good. That's really, I love that. Okay, so here's the thing. Emails. We're going to get into emails from the people. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thank you, everyone, for emailing me. Okay, dear Emily. This is for the guy who said women in their 50s don't enjoy men going down on them. What planet is he from? I'm in my 50s and I love it. And all my friends do as well. So what the hell? I love getting and giving it. Love the show, Debbie. Debbie, that was a great comment. You're right. I don't know who said that. Women in their 50s. What was he, like 12? I mean, of course. I hope people love oral sex until the end of time, until you can't get out of bed, until you can't do, I don't know, even if you're in bed, it doesn't matter. You still have oral sex. A woman just wrote in, Danerson, because you were on Debbie. She said that some dude on my show said that women in their 50s don't enjoy men going down on them, which is the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. Some dude said that?
Someone on my show or something.
Someone on your show?
She's responding to like, I think it was an email.
Is she angry?
She's pissed. Yeah. She's like, what do you mean we don't like it? Who doesn't like it? Oral sex. I mean, some women don't like it.
The guys going down on the 50-year-olds probably don't like it. Oh, I'm just kidding, honey.
Anderson.
I'm just joking. Come on.
That's
now.
Not nice.
Yeah, how could anyone not like Yeah, I don't. It's not like you hit a certain wall where you're just like, no more, right?
I don't understand. This is probably some young, some stupid
You don't remember who said it on your own show?
Well, no. I think it was a call. She said, I'm responding to the guy who said women in their 50s, and I must have been reading an email from a listener. Who said
she just wants to get the word out that us 50-year-old
like,
ladies
I'm 50.
We still like it. Yeah.
I want some cunnilingus. Hello, sign me up. That's all she's saying. And I just want to say that I appreciate it.
However, guys do get to a point where they can't, you know, perform anymore, right?
Especially they can't without perform a blue oral pill. Sex.
Yeah,
they
can't perform sex.
I'm so glad you said this to me because I have another funny story. Yes, there comes a point where men need Viagra.
Now, I know that Viagra can also get blood flow going down there for the ladies, but do they not? I mean, this sounds like a very ignorant question. I'm
no,
sure,
ask
but
me. It's fine.
Like after menopause, is like sex kind of over
No, it's not over for women, but women need to see your doctor. There's certain
hormones and
stuff you can take because it is true that after a certain age, women. Libido takes a dive.
And that makes sense biologically because you can't have kids anymore. So what's the point of being nagged by this urge to have sex?
It's just annoying though because they want to still have sex and they can't, but they don't want to as much. So a lot of women talk to me about this and there's a lot of things that you can do about it. Just talk to your doctor and that's a whole other show, but you don't have to live without sex. Really.
Okay, so what's the other story?
So the Viagra thing. Okay, so Viagra, yeah. So first of all, Viagra has been an amazing pill for men to maintain erections and stay harder longer. And, you know, Cialis is also like a knockoff of Viagra, I guess it's cheaper. So some guy says to me that we were kind of flirting at this party last week and he thought it was on. It was a guy that I know that I've been with before. Okay, actually, it's an ex-boyfriend. I'll just be honest. It's an ex-boyfriend that I dated in the past and we always hang out a lot. But we haven't had sex in the longest time. And he thought things were kind of going. He's like, can I come back to your house? He's like, I took a Cialis. And I was like, you took a Cialis? First of all, he's like 40. I'm like, why'd you take a Cialis? And why are you telling me that? And absolutely not. He thought that would like get me like I would feel bad for him that he had a raging boner right now. And so therefore, I should like pity fuck him.
Is that how he said it? Was it like, he's come like, on, I took one.
Yeah. He's like, I took a Cialis. I'm like, why do you even need a Cialis? You're 40. And that's not hot. And I'm getting in a cab and so are you. Different directions. Bye.
That's a pretty sweet pickup line.
I thought it was funny. I tweeted
that
it.
That is very funny.
I thought it was a very funny pickup line. Okay. So here's some emails that we're going to read. Emily, I love your personality and think you have a great voice for radio. I listen to you on Loveline. I love that. And the chemistry between you and Mike. Awesome. I have something I'm struggling with. When I see a beautiful girl, I like to tell them that they are beautiful. I don't mean anything too much in depth, but I'm just trying to flatter them so they like me. But recently, I heard that this simple statement of flattery means something totally different to women. What I heard is that the woman takes it as a power dynamic and they find it demeaning. I don't quite understand this reaction, but as a typical guy, it does not make sense. Isn't telling a girl that she's beautiful a good thing? Your fan, Daniel. Daniel, Wonderful question. Here's the issue. If you're telling a woman that she's beautiful, she's assuming that you just want to sleep with her. She already knows that you want to sleep with her, even if you just said hello. But that is just kind of objectifying her and just saying you're beautiful. And she's probably heard that a lot. And it is a turnoff for a lot of women. Maybe after you're dating for a while or on the first date, you can be like, God, I really think you're pretty. But I think your first opener to a woman, if you're just meeting her, should be an observation. So, wow, yeah, the pumpkin spice lattes. I love these. They're only around this month at Starbucks. Or how is the salad here? Or I read that book. That's an amazing book. Or, you know, whatever it is, observe something. Umbrella, yeah, you're smart that you brought your umbrella. I mean, I'm telling you, it's not rocket science. But don't go up to a woman and tell her that she's beautiful, because automatically she's like, this guy wants to bone me and I don't want to talk to you. And they fill it up. Do you agree, Anderson?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it shows no incentive or initiate or imagination or creativity. I mean, you're pretty.
Yeah, you're pretty. And I'm like,
I'm not saying that this guy says it like that, but
right.
It's
Daniel, I'm sure you're awesome. I'm sure, yeah.
You can tell them that they're pretty with your eyes, too, just by looking at them. Not like in a lascivious, gross fashion, but just, you know, if you're staring straight at them and keeping eye contact, they're going to think that you think they're pretty, especially if they have any kind of confidence.
Right. And if she already knows that you're talking to her, she probably knows that we know already that you think you're pretty. We're pretty. You think that we're pretty if you're talking to us. We
just
already kind of know that.
Imagine this. Imagine if you're like an incredibly handsome man and, like, you know, girls that are like in a five range come up to you like every day and say, you're handsome. I mean, it would get kind of imagine that.
Imagine that. I mean, and I like when guys tell me I'm pretty. Like, I like it, but I don't. He's not the guy that I want to be with. So I think it's just not going to serve you. If a guy comes up to you and says, you're beautiful, I'm like, oh, thanks. And then, you know, my ego likes it, but I'm not going to bone you. So bang you. Bone you.
Bang is better.
Either one. Let's go with bang. Okay. Oh, funny. There's two Love Line. Okay. So, dear Emily, I'm a huge fan and listen to Love Line regularly. I've tried to analyze myself, and I wanted to know if this makes sense. So in middle school, I had a long-distance relationship, never actually met, with someone across the country. We had plans to meet each other, hang out, yet nothing ever came of it, even though we were both really into each other. I had a girlfriend from Canada that went well for a while, but ended up not working out. I seem to unconsciously look for women that are far away. Could this be because the relationship from middle school never was fulfilled, and am I looking to fill that void? Signed, Drew. I don't know, Drew. This might have to do with some kind of intimacy issues that you are always like that. Maybe you don't want to commit to someone who's close by to you because you feel like maybe you are not ready to be in a relationship or you're not sure what to do. I'm not sure. I mean, we do develop a lot of our dating patterns and a lot of our love patterns at a young age. But I can't imagine that middle school is the only reason that this is happening. You said it's unconsciously look for women that are far away. I would say just amazing that you recognize this pattern and then just like cut it. Like try to look for women who are local. Have a normal, healthy relationship with somebody who's in your vicinity. I mean, I get it. Like I used to love long distance relationships. I actually used to prefer them because of, I was like, oh, they don't want to commit. I can't commit because they're so far away and it's perfect and I can see them whenever I want to, but I don't have to see them all the time and then I can focus on my career. I mean, that was me. And I don't know how old you are, but I don't think that's you. I think that maybe you just happen to find a few girlfriends that are not living in the States, but if you do think are living near you, but if you do think this is an issue and you don't like it and you do actually want someone who's by your side and you can see and go to the movie. And that's the thing about long-distance relationships. Long-distance relationships are like vacation relations. That's what I always call them. It's like you're on vacation the whole time. You're like long weekends and you're hanging out and it's like Friday to Sunday and you're doing all these amazing things. And so of course those relationships are amazing. Of course those relationships are great, long distance relationships, because you don't have room to like be like, honey, your socks are on the floor. Why didn't you do the dishes? You know, there's none of that because everything's perfect and you're on vacation. So while long distance relationships can work temporarily, I don't think ideally it's a good thing. So Drew, I mean, unless something happened in this relationship that might have psychologically, like if she did something with you, you could always go into therapy and see it. But I can't imagine this is what's keeping you wanting women unless it's an intimacy thing. And then you should still go into therapy.
How old is he?
He doesn't say, but he thinks
that's a big part of it.
I know. People, tell me your age when you email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Whenever you email me. And you know what else? You should tell me where you're from. I love knowing where you live. I just want to know.
Hey, we got a caller on the phone right now.
Okay,
who's calling in for you?
Let's do it.
I was going to go in there, but it's like so far away, and I didn't want to like start the computer and everything.
Okay.
To do it officially, so I can just tell you. His name's Rob. He's 49. He's calling from North Carolina.
Okay.
And he's on line one, so go ahead.
Great. I don't know how to do the phones in here. We're just click one.
I will do that for you.
I love it.
Hello.
Hey, Rob. How you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey. I'm doing okay. Hope you are.
What's up? Tell me everything.
I'll tell you everything. Well, I've been sexually active for about 32 years, and I've always enjoyed giving oral sex to the ladies I've been with, and only in the past 10 years or so has, things have gotten by curious and have not acted out on it yet, but I'm very interested to get some suggestions on how to go through with that.
Oh, you're interested in experimenting with men?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And where do you live? North Carolina? Is that what you said?
North Carolina, yes.
Okay, got it. So I would say, do you have any friends who are gay or, run in those circles at all?
I do have one friend.
Okay. Gay. And do you ever hang out with him?
Not lately. Haven't seen him in a while, but I've tried to get his phone number from a mutual friend of ours.
Okay. Is this the kind of thing that you think you want to experience? Like, how far do you, so you're not in a relationship now and you've only been with women, but have you had, tell me about this. Do you have fantasies about men? Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and my most recent ex-wife was really into the fantasy of it, the idea of it, and she thoroughly enjoyed using her toys,
Right. Anally. Penetrated you anally, and it felt really good.
Well, not so much anally, but just the oral aspect of it.
What do you mean? She uses sex toys, the orally?
She would put her sex toys in my mouth.
Right.
She really was excited by watching that.
Oh, I see. And then that got you going. I mean,
yeah.
I would say there's lots of, I would say go hang out. I mean, honestly, I would go hang out with your gay friends or go. There's gay bars that you can go to. I know that could be really uncomfortable. There's also dating sites, but that might be another way, to meet someone. But if you're so new and this is such a new thing for you, I would say that I would start to just kind of, I'm sure we all have gay friends that you probably aren't even thinking of right now that you do have. And I would just maybe just hang out with them, go to one of their parties and, or if you just meet someone, when you're out and about, what do you do for a living? Are you ever out? Do you meet other people? Do you meet people during your daily life?
Yeah, a few.
That's a really hard. I mean, it's hard, right? Because you've never done it before. Yeah. I mean, I would just say it's great that you're talking about it. It's great that you're admitting it and that we're talking about it now. And I would start to open that up now. Think about it. Where do gay people hang out? Is there a gay part of town?
Yeah, there's some areas of town where that's a little more prominent.
Okay, maybe you go there and get a cup of coffee one morning or get a drink at night and just start talking to people and just see what happens. I mean,
okay.
I know it seems like it could be it's got to be this whole thing and whatever, but I would say there's websites and stuff, but I don't think you want to do that. I think maybe you just start to make some gay friends and just start talking to them and see if there's an attraction and see if something happens. I mean, gay men are the best. I mean, you might just, then there might be an attraction. And I mean, gay men love guys like you too, actually, who have never had, you're their favorite kind. No, not all gay men, but many gay men would probably just strike a friendship. I wouldn't make it so heavy and just be hanging out at a gay bar. No, just hanging out, having a drink. And I'm sure you could just be they're so open. People are drinking. You could be just like, yeah, I've been curious. No, I'm straight, but hey, I'm open or whatever. And I bet you will have a lot of opportunities. So I would just start, and it could even be, I'm not even saying the first time because it might be a little intimidating for you. You might be a little nervous. You could just go to this part of town and just walk around one night. And then the next night decide to get a drink or walk around the bookstore or go to a restaurant, Or do you have any guy friends that you feel comfortable with that you would talk to this about or?
There's a couple of guys that I've thought about that, but I don't want to risk losing the friendship over bringing up a topic that he might
men could be
unwilling to talk
about. Exactly. I think that men, and do you have any good girlfriends that you could trust?
What's that?
Do you have any good girlfriends, close girlfriends, that you could be like, come with me to this part of town, we're going to get a drink? Because if you go to a gay bar with a woman, or go to just walk around this town, just so you're not alone.
Right.
And you could be like, I just kind of want to check it out. Do you have any friends that? If I was there, I'd totally go with you.
Yeah, I don't really have any current friends like that.
Okay. I would just go and just hang out and just check it out and do it like maybe once a week or twice a week and see how it goes. And I'll bet you, you seem like a friendly guy and you're sitting there. People are friendly and you just start talking and it doesn't have to mean anything. But I think that getting yourself there and making some more friends, it could lead to something quicker than you know it.
Okay. All right. Well, I also want to tell you that I really appreciate your input on Loveline. That's how I found your, you know, website and all that was from listening to Loveline.
I'm so glad. That makes me really happy, Ron. That's really cool. I really think that's great. Like, I love that you heard me on Loveline because I love being on Loveline Thursday nights if everyone wants to listen in. And it's a podcast that everyone can download now, too. So thank you and good luck to you. Keep me posted what happens, okay? I love that you're going after this at this time in your life. Just don't make it so heavy. Just go hang out. Okay, thanks. Oh, bye. Cool. Have a good night, Rob.
Bye.
Okay, another call?
Yeah, why don't you take Nick there?
Okay. Hey, Nick. Hey, Nick. Oh. Nick?
33 in November. I'm married.
Okay.
We were married for about a year, and then she ended up getting pregnant by mistake. She was on the pill, and somehow she still got pregnant. It's been 2 years now, almost 2 years in November, since she had our child. He has autism, they think.
Okay.
And before she got pregnant or even had our son, we had a very sexual relationship all the time. Like, she wanted it all the time. I did, too. And, you know, I know that's kind of how it is, like, in, the first, couple years of marriage.
Right.
But, and it dies down a little bit. But she's, like, completely doesn't want any type of sexual or emotional relationship with me. It's gotten to the point, after 2 years now, I sleep in my bedroom, which was our bedroom on one side of the house, and she sleeps in the spare bedroom, which is on the totally opposite side of the house.
Wow.
We basically are like roommates. She doesn't even give me a kiss or say I love you when she leaves,
wow,
or I call her on the phone. Yeah, and the point I'm at, I still love her and care for her, and I love our son, and I don't want to not be in his life. Because I have another son through another woman, and she lives in Florida, and I have no relationship with my son because I can't travel to see him. So I love being in the same house as my wife and my son because I get to see them interact, and I get to interact with him, and him being autistic is really
important. And that's really hard, having an autistic son. I mean, that's really challenging.
I also want that, loving relationship from maybe another woman, so I kind of want to bring up maybe dating other people to her,
right,
but I don't want her to get pissed off and, like, kick me out or something.
I totally understand. And, before I answered the call, since we're new with the phones here, I kind of missed the first two. You started talking, and you weren't. So just tell me how long you've been together again. You're 32, and
We've been together a total of about 3.5 years.
Okay.
And our son is turning 2 in November. So that kind of
So most couples after child, that this is normal, that a lot of people, this. But now you have an autistic son.
After you have a baby, you really don't, you're more like a mom. You're
exactly.
Really like
and it's hard.
Dynamo you were before.
Right.
I know that.
But how, So you know that, but you also have an autistic son and you have other stuff going on, which is more of a challenge. I'm curious, have you guys talked about this at all?
I mean, we brought it up pretty much to the point that, she tells me, I'm like, you know what? I really need, intimacy with my female partner. You're my wife. I want you to be intimate with me. And she just kind of says, well, I'm not really interested in that. I just want, what we have now. You're the father of my son. I'm more interested in being a mother than being, a sexual person for you to take care of your needs. It's like, our son has greater needs than you, and I understand that.
Right,
but
that's not, you guys need to connect. So couples need to connect on an intimate level. So anytime that I hear couples say, or one person says, we don't need it anymore, it's not important, they're wrong. So that's not correct. You can't stay married to someone because otherwise you are roommates. If you're not having sex anymore, you are roommates. And intimacy is so important in a relationship. Like, you have to have the intimacy and you have to connect on a sexual level to do something. So I would say, and I would say also, I would say that it's your approach if you're like, I need this. She's like, well, I'm not about your sexual needs. So maybe she needs to be warmed up a little bit and she needs a little, maybe there's some needs of hers and she's not feeling loved.
Well, how do I address that? Because I've tried to address it like I would know how to address it. Like, it's asking her, what do you need from me if, I initiate it? She doesn't even want to kiss me when she leaves the house. Or it's to that point to where we really are just roommates.
Right.
Now, there's no kissing. I touch her and she's like, don't touch me. I just want to be left alone. That type of
situation. Oh, my God. This is so common. And I mean, this is so common in couples. I would say, have you guys ever been to a therapist before? Because I would say
no.
You should go see a marriage counselor.
She doesn't have any insurance. I have Medicaid and Medicare because I'm disabled. But she has no insurance. So The majority of counselors I called won't take us both if unless she has insurance provider as well.
But I think it's worth. But you know what? It's worth it because if you want to save this marriage, I think that you have to go and talk about it. Because I mean, I could tell you a million things to talk to her about. I could say, you know, this and that, but she's made it up in her mind. I mean, yeah. She might be going through some depression. She might be, you know, something. She could. You know, her libido might be low. She should get checked out by her doctor. But I think the fact that she's just 30, that she's young, she's your age as well. She's 32 and she doesn't want to have sex. I mean, that's not.
Well, I mean, she's like 2 years older than me.
Okay, but still, that's not normal. I think that maybe she feels the burden of having a child and it's harder to have sex. But you guys, I mean, just tell her that it's crucial that you need to, you absolutely have to connect. And this is something that needs to become top priority. Because the couples who don't have sex, it becomes the biggest issue in the relationship after a while. They think it's not and they push it aside. But you know this, Nick. And no, I would not bring up seeing other people yet. I mean, I would rather that you got divorced and then you saw other people. I would not recommend that. I would recommend
I really don't want to see other people. I just want what we have to work and, you know, me have what I like as well. You know, I want a little bit of attention every now and again.
Well, exactly. Of course you do. You need attention. We both need attention. So she's not taking care of your needs and you're not taking care of her needs. And the truth is, she probably doesn't even know what her needs are. She probably doesn't even know how to tell you what they are because she's probably so about the kid and isn't even remember what her needs are. So that's why I think a marriage counselor and even if your therapy won't cover it, it's like the best money you can spend. Like it really is. Like even if you have to pay out of pocket, it will save your relationship. Because either way, if you commit to going for 6 sessions, say, or 8 sessions, you could say, okay, we're going to fast track this. We're going to know if we should be together or be apart. But most couples who seek therapy, it's a mediator. And this person can help you guys break through and have a conversation that you're not able to have on your own.
Okay. I think that's something that we could definitely work out.
Do it, Nick.
Now, one thing I do have to ask you.
Yes.
Like, if we do go to that point and we go through the counseling and she's still where she's at, I mean, are there relationships that work to where, you know, I could still live here in the house with her and we could both have, like, relationships outside? I mean, we could get divorced but still live in the same house.
Sounds like a sitcom.
It sounds like a sitcom. But, I mean, I know relationships where that work, but I think for the kid, it's really tough for the children. So I know open relationships work, and I know that you want to keep your family together right now, but typically, like, jealousy comes in, and the kids are seeing people come and go. I don't think it's going to work, honey. I would just say make it your top priority right now to connect with your wife again, even if it costs money out of pocket. Okay, good luck to you. Bye.
Hey,
bye,
what's
Nick.
With therapists not seeing the couple if one doesn't have insurance?
I don't understand
That's kind of dumb.
I think he's got to call his insurance company because I don't even believe that.
I feel like they should just let her come into the sessions, right?
Well, because she's part of the problem. Insurance companies are evil.
I know that, but like, it's like if someone has a fear of, like a phobia of dogs or something, they're not going to charge the dog to come into the room. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
She's
I don't get it.
Essentially got a phobia of his wife or an issue with the wife, so she has to be there to help him.
Exactly.
Let's go to Leyland, yeah?
Okay. Hello.
Do you want to take another
Leyland.
Call?
Yeah, let's take another call. Okay, ready, go. Okay. Hi, Leyland.
Hello. Is this Live with Emily?
Yes.
It is. Is this thing online or over the radio?
This is on the well. This is going to be a podcast that will be played in a few days, and we'll let you know when.
Podcast.
Sex with Emily.
Very short. I met this guy who had a. Hold on 1 second. Thank you.
My God.
Yes, tell me everything.
I'm
hurry.
Sorry about
it's okay.
That.
We don't have a lot of time, so go.
Okay. So, long story short, I met this guy, 10, 16, 10.
I'm sorry, say that again. A guy who what?
I met a guy on 10, 16, 10.
What is that?
The date.
It's a dating website?
No, it's a date, October 16th, 2010.
Got it. Okay.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, he had between a 7 and 8 month old. At the time, they had been broken up for a few months. He broke down walls of mine that I didn't even know existed. I went out of town for about 2 weeks, and then I came back, and we had talked and ended up sleeping together. And I told him, I was like, you know, let me know right now if you're in this for the long haul. Like, I love you. I'd rather, you know, die than be without you. The first time he broke up with me was because his baby mama had moved to Cali, and had summoned him for child support.
I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying. I don't
she
know.
Sounds,
I just
Leyland sounds exceptionally depressed, and I think if she called a doctor, he would say you should get treatment for depression.
Are you depressed?
No, I'm not depressed at all. It's been about 6 months since he ended up getting married to her.
Okay, this guy got married to someone else that you were dating.
His baby mama.
Okay, the baby mama. Got it. I'm just sorry. It's just hard to hear you because you're not speaking as clearly. Okay.
But we had been together, and he was supposed to come see me, and she had gotten a hold of his phone and said, I just got married to blah, blah, blah. And I hadn't seen her or talked to him since, and about a week ago, I ended up going to his new trailer, which his baby mama had purchased.
You went
trailer?
To his what? His, I can't hear you. You went to his what?
I went to his trailer.
His trailer. Okay.
Right. That his baby mama had just purchased.
Okay.
About a week ago.
You went to the trailer. Okay.
Right. And we had ended up sleeping together.
Right.
All over
in the trailer.
In the trailer?
The baby mama's trailer?
Was the baby there?
No, the baby was not there, and the baby mama was, the baby mama's last wife was at work.
Okay. So you slept together, and now what?
Right. And he thought that there was a little bit more time than what there was before she ended up getting home. And we ended up having, me and his baby mama slash wife had some words together.
Okay, I'm sure. She was upset.
Were your clothes on?
Yeah, were you naked?
My clothes were on. I was actually, the only part of me that was not covered were like my eyes and my nose and my teeth.
Are you Arab?
Okay.
My clothes were on, but I had literally just gotten out of the shower, and you could tell by my hair.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. So
she was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, and we have this code word, and I texted it to him, and it was like, shit really hit the fan. Text you later. And I had been drinking tonight. And
yeah, I can tell you've been drinking because it's hard to understand what you've been saying. So what is the problem now? Have you heard from him?
The problem now is he is... Technically, as he says, they both have rings, but I've checked throughout the entire state, all the counties of the state that I have been in, that I live in, and they say they've never heard of those two people.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. He's with her. He lives with her. They have a baby together. There's so many other men out there for you to sleep with. This guy does not sound like good news.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
He was pretty much pressured by his family to marry this girl.
I'm sure, but that's his situation. Right. And that's the situation he's in, and he's living with her in a trailer with the baby, and this is not... I understand. Yeah, you're done. I really don't think that this is going to be... This is going
to
be.
And if you do go back over there to the baby mama's trailer, make sure you put the sign that says, if this trailer's a rockin',
don't come a knockin'. Yeah.
And perhaps... Baby mama will stay outside.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck to Leland. I just think that you got to find some other guy. This just sounds like drama. Okay. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Emily?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I wanted to ask a question. I have like a social awkwardness issue. I'm in this career. I guess I could say that I put myself back out there. You know,
okay.
Honestly, I'm like in the media or whatever, and... because of my past issues from years ago, it's just kind of like following me around, and it's kind of affected my interaction at home, you know, my social life. I mean, I have no problem. I'm an extrovert. I have no problem. I'm a very confident person, but because
what are your
of,
past issues?
Yeah, it seemed to have been etched. You know, like it seems like a lot of people in the business like know about it. And
well, what is it? What you got to tell me what the issue is?
Oh, the issue is like 10, 11 years ago, I sent a bunch of emails, I guess, and I didn't know I was breaking the law. So I guess I went to jail, and, you know, I did the parole and the probation stuff. And it's all cleared up and stuff. And then when I was ready, you know, to leave this sabbatical and just get back into it, into the, networking, and broadcasting and stuff, you know, the stereotypes were still there and stuff, and I was being tested. You know, and I'm thinking, like, these options, could, like, my, like, family members, you know, support me, but there's no support in my family. I'm, like, on my own. And, you know, because of that past, my mother doesn't want to, like, you know, get my back.
Right, right. So what's your question? Your question is, how can you get back out there with this reputation that you think that you have?
No, I want to redeem myself and stuff and just kind of, like, you know, clear space and just, like, you know, send a positive message and just like, you know, just say I'm not this person or whatever. But as far as dating is concerned, it depends on like, you know, meeting different girls. It's the same way too. It's like, you know, you can either, they have no problem with it or they might, have an issue with it. You know, I've had you know, problems in the past. But
right. But it was like 10 years ago. I mean, I think that you have to find someone who doesn't have an issue with it. But also, do they need to know? Like, do you need to open up with that? Like, is it like, could you Google yourself and they're going to find out? Do they have to?
Well, I've done that already. Everybody knows. It's just that I get mocked a lot and stuff. And I have no problem with it. I'm relevant right now. But
right.
As far as like, you know, integrity, loyalty, you know, right. honesty, or whatever. It's like a head game and stuff. And it's like,
you got to just live in your confident place and be like, that was me in the past. I'm totally different. And you walk the walk and you talk the talk and you be who you are and you like live that life. Like, I think that you're probably in your own way because you're thinking that people care. They might joke with you about it, but I don't think that people care about it as much as you do. I really don't. I think this is still your stigma and you're thinking this is what's holding you back. When really, if you just like let it go and you're like, that was me, I'm a new man, this is everything I've been doing, and you just don't give it any time. Because if you're like, if you make a big deal out of it to the woman, you're like, listen, this is my past, da da da, she'll be like, whoa. But if you're just like, yeah, this happened, this is who I am now, I made a mistake. We all make mistakes, you know? My friend's sleeping guy who's in jail right now, and she's like, 10 years ago, he was in jail, and she loves him, and they're together. And I'm like, really? Like, he was in jail? Like, that's okay. But whatever, it happens. So I think, really, it's true. Anderson's
living on a trailer.
Doesn't live in a trailer, no. But I'm saying people move. I've made a million mistakes in my life. Like, I don't think you should live your mistake. And like, don't live from that place. Like, live from where you are now.
Yeah,
and then
I totally don't even put that out there. I don't want, you know, give that message or any of that signal. I'm trying to be myself. Sometimes some people, they have a hard time trying to get that out of their heads and stuff. But I try to be who I am because I am who I am. You know?
Exactly.
I
mean, but then you don't want to hang around with those people. The people who aren't accepting you for who you are now and are still hanging on to the past are not people that you want to be around.
I agree. I totally agree.
You really just have to like change your social circle then. Like, those are not the people. You want the people who are like, oh, I see that you've changed, John. Like, you moved, you evolved, you're great. That was like a decade ago. Who cares?
That makes sense. Or usually wait for them to respond, because when the person's always the one that's chasing around, and after a while they just don't chase. So like,
yeah, let it go. Don't even think about it. Like, seriously, you're a new person. That was so long ago. You're the one who keeps bringing it up. It's like childhood stuff that people don't get rid of. My parents are abusive, blah, blah, blah. Eventually, you get to a certain age, you're going to let all that shit go because, like, life goes on. You're a new person. Well, like,
totally,
you know.
Yeah. I totally agree.
That's what I do that. Okay, John, well, good luck to you because we got to go now, but thanks for calling in.
All right.
So good to hear from you. Thanks, John. Good luck. Keep living your life.
I hate that when people can't.
People can't let go.
When they pigeonhole you, you know. Such an issue with that growing up.
What did you do, Anderson?
Well, just like
were you a slut in high school?
Well, not even that. Just like teachers always, you know, like from one year to the next, I'd be a better kid the next year, and I was always the bad kid in their eyes.
Right.
Same with the slutness.
You were a slut too.
Yeah, a bit of a slut.
I could see you being cute. You like
bit of a slut. Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
Not really a slut, but you know, I tried.
Yeah, you
tried.
Girls liked
you. Yeah, but I was really awkward.
You are. Guys
really
are all, every guy listening now who's 18, you think you're awkward. Everyone thinks they're awkward in high school.
Well, because they are, and you are.
You are awkward. You're awkward, and it's okay. There's
Here's the main
to
thing.
Yeah.
Don't have regrets. Just don't have regrets.
No regrets in life. I have no regrets in life. I have one regret in life, that I didn't buy real estate in San Francisco when I could have.
There's like 15 girls that I would have loved to have kissed that I could have at least kissed in high school, but I pussed out.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
We all do that.
It still keeps me up at night sometimes. I'm married, and I'm still like, what the fuck? What's wrong with me?
Why didn't I kiss Mary Jane when she was wearing her cheerleading outfit?
Mickey Dima. I'll never forgive myself.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Guys are so funny about stuff like that. Yeah. So that's a good lesson. Do you know what it is? All you awkward dudes in high school, which is most of you, kiss her. Just try. I'm telling you, most women are not going to be offended. I say this all the time, and I do not think I'm wrong. That even my close guy friends that have tried to kiss me, and that, I'd say, is about 100% of them, I'm like, no, dude, we're best friends. I'm not mad at them. I get it. I'm a chick. You're a dude.
But you're super cool. You can't use yourself as an example.
I can't.
You
can't. I am super cool.
And you know what? I did try and kiss a girl once, and she did one time, and she turned her head. That did happen to me once, and there's no feeling worse.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Oh,
I know
you felt
think
rejected.
I was going somewhere. Yeah, yeah. We were in an alley. We were in the back of a club. I was like just out of high school, and I'm like, here, I want to show you something. Her name was Summer. And then I went in for the kiss, and she turned. She's like, "Oh, whoa, what are you doing?" And I'll never forget that.
Okay,
I mean,
but what's
painful.
Worse, lying awake at night thinking of what's her name that you didn't kiss, or the one that you tried to kiss? Or are they both equal?
They're
suffering?
Both equally painful, but the one at least I know that I tried.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're both equally painful, but I'm, and they're both shameful too.
They're shameful?
Yeah, a little
bit. No.
Yeah.
People, you're young. Try and kiss whoever. Don't be offended. Don't like stick your tongue down someone's throat and like be aggressive in a way.
Absolutely, don't do that.
But kiss. No, I mean, but kiss them and try. I just think that if you're hanging out with someone, you can be like, I really find you attractive or whatever. Just try to kiss them. I don't think it's a bad thing. I know I say that. People are going to probably get mad at me, but I think it's a good thing. But we're going to have to wrap up in a second.
I got to do the movie thing, though.
Well,
I got to tell you
go,
about
go, go.
A movie.
Tell you about your movie. Go.
Real quick. There's a movie out right now, which I almost didn't see, but it's with James Gandolfini and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. from Seinfeld.
Love
Julia
her.
Louis
and
Dreyfus.
She's on Veep now. She's
amazing.
And
she's
amazing.
On Veep. I don't watch TV, so I don't really see her on that.
Me
but
neither,
this is the first movie
good.
She's been in and maybe, almost ever. And it's a really, really good movie, especially for the older folks, because it's about two divorcees who get together. There's a whole twist and turn that goes on with it that I found out by watching the trailer, which kind of made it not as good as it should have been. I know.
What's it called?
But it's called Enough Said.
Okay.
Which is not a very good title, but it's a very good movie, and I highly recommend it. So
okay, I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She's amazing. Okay, and people can hear more about what you think about films at Film Vault.
On the Film Vault. Right. I also talk about Don John on the Film Vault, which I saw, which is another good movie, but for the younger crowd, and that one's incredibly uncomfortable. Don't go on a first date to that one.
Okay, no first dates. I think first date movies are always a bad choice, though.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible to do that. Unless you know that you're going to hate the movie and you're 15 and you're going to sit in the back row and make out.
Exactly. Then go see a bad movie or something. Do that. But that's good, Anderson. So everyone check out his podcast because it's good and you should do that. Listen to my podcast and his podcast. And you can find them all at Podcast One or on iTunes. The other thing – oh, no, I got to do one more thing.
Okay, I thought you were wrapping up.
Well, I am wrapping up. I thought we had to wrap up.
Yeah, we do, kind of, like in a couple minutes.
Okay, good. So I can still talk about something else. So earlier I talked about – My awkward massage last night that I coerced a man into giving me massage with my own massage candle. But Crazy Girl has warming body massagers that are amazing that you could use with my candles. You know that I love crazygirlproducts.com. You can always, they have these warming heart body massagers. I actually had them on the Kris Jenner show when I was on. And you click it. It has this little metal thing in it. It's like it looks like an ice pack, but it's not cold. You crack this little metal thing and it turns hot. And it turns into like a heating massage pad. And they instantly heat up. You can caress your partner with a warming massage that relieves tension, reduces stress, soothes, and gets your partner into the mood. People are going crazy for these hearts. And I think it's because I had it on television. I think it's because I gave one to Kris Jenner, and she freaked out about it. So use coupon code EMILY for 25% off anything at crazygirlproducts.com. And also, okay, emilyandtony.com. I'm going to say it one more time. If you love me and you love the show, you're getting all this information for free, and I would love to keep doing the show for you all the time. Go buy the products. Use coupon code EMILY. Get 20% off. We have a ball lotion called Down Under Comfort, okay? You think your balls smell fine? They probably don't. You've been all day out and about and you want to get head by your girlfriend? She's not going to do it unless you use this Down Under Comfort. It's a cream to a powder. It feels amazing. You stay fresh and dry. Anderson, you have some?
Wearing it right now.
You're wearing it right now. Fresh and dry all day long. And women, you won't have to worry that you are stinky and you don't need to use talcum powder, which
they
is
they could buy it for their boy.
What?
They could buy it for them.
Yeah.
For the guy.
But women, buy it for your boyfriend. It's a great gift. And check it all out at emilyandtony.com. And I love you, Anderson. Thank you for doing the show.
Hey, I love you, Emily.
It's
hey,
so
do you
fun.
Have any like products that have been on, been laying around for a long time and you have like some kind of blowout sale?
Oh, believe me, for you?
No, just for anyone. Like it'd be really funny if you had like 69% off instead of the 20% off.
Oh, I should have
69. But it's a lot, so it'd have to
I've
be like.
I've got a ton of vibrators at my house. Oh, if you want to win a massage candle from me, Emily and Tony, email me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Tell me why you want this candle, okay? You heard me describe what it does. I will send you one. I'll send a few to people. So email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show. And was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, I'm Emily from SexWithEmily.com. What if giving oral sex tasted like strawberries or chocolate? Mask makes these delicious strips like a breath strip, only better. They make oral sex taste like chocolate, strawberry, watermelon, or mango. Make sex more pleasurable for you and your partner by going to SexualFlavors.com.